神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
If I were to ask mothers, what was the most challenging time of raising your children?
如果我来问母亲们一个问题，就是在你抚养你的孩子成长当中的哪一段时间对你最有挑战的话？
Was it the period when they were just born and growing up through those little toddler years that was so difficult for you?
那个刚刚出来然后要成长就是小不点一个的时候你要带他们成长那对你难吗
Or maybe when they were in grade school, going to school and with a lot of energy.
还是他们充满活力在上学的时候呢
For some of you, it may have been years that just before they became teenagers.
或许你说呢就在他们要进入这十几岁之前的那几年
I think many of you would say,It was those years of their teens.
我想大部分人会回答我说就是在他们那十几岁的少年期。
Actually, your children were growing up then.
在那个时候你的孩子就是要长大了。
They were changing.
他们在改变。
They were changing emotionally and socially and even physically.
情绪也好身体也好社交也好都在长大。
They were beginning to see and try to find out who they themselves were.
他们正在寻找到底自己是谁。
They were trying to find out their own values and their own beliefs.
他们在找自己的信念还有自己的价值。
They had begun to struggle and wonder when they would get their freedoms.
他们就开始在挣扎就想说呢哪一天自己才能够自由。
At this period, they're trying to find in their minds a role model, someone to respect.
在这段时间呢，他们会想找到一个对象，就是好像一个英雄这种角色人物一样，让他们可以尊敬。
And their insecurity comes through, and they think to themselves, what can I do well? It looks like I can't do anything well.
那因为里面呢不太有安全感呢，所以常常会怀疑自己说呢，我能做什么呢？我真的能做好吗？
Then socially, they begin to change.
在社交上面也在改变。
The allegiance that one time they held for the family and for mother and dad, now they're giving to their friends.
以前呢，所有的注意力都放在家庭里面的家人、家庭或者是父母、兄弟姐妹。现在呢，开始要向外给他们的朋友。
They're desiring more freedom.
他们现在很需要意愿一些自由
more independence
希望能够独立
then they begin getting a little interest in the opposite sex
他们也开始会对异性有一些好奇或兴趣
many times they're changing friends and finding different peer groups
有时候他们也会改变他们的朋友找到另外一个群体
and they really begin to show their moodiness and their personality patterns
他们会把他们的里面的情绪呢还有一些他们的模式呢表达出来
even physically they are changing
身体也在改变
they're getting taller
他们越来越高
and sometimes the girls they don't like getting tall and skinny as they say
特别是女孩子的话他们很怕自己越抽高然后呢越瘦
of course they do begin to gain weight
那后来呢就会有一些体重增加了
At this period, the boys, their voices begin to crack, and then they get a fuller voice.
然后呢，特别是男孩子，他们的声音会改变，嗓子会变得比较低哑。
The young men, they get broader across their chest.
然后啊，这些男孩子呢，他们的胸部会扩宽。
And they double in strength about 12 to 16 times.
有时候他们的力量会增加到12到16倍。
Girls, they speak more full and a wider voice.
那女孩子的声音也开始越来越厚了。
And they grow in areas that they had never before.
那是他们以前从来没有进入的一种成长的一个阶段。
These can be troubling times for the youth.
对于青少年啊，少年人来讲呢，这段时间可以带来给他们很多烦恼。
As a parent, you must be aware of that.
身为父母，你要知道这一点。
Now, many of these things will happen in your youth life, and it really won't give a lot of trouble, but watch for the excess of it.
大部分的少年在这段时间或许不会有太大的问题，但是也要注意到他们有一些不平衡、过分的地方。
They are going through an emotional time.
他们的情绪会有变化的。
And when things begin to get very difficult for them, many times emotionally, they'll begin to avoid family activities.
在他们的情绪有变化的时候呢，他们会常常呢，会想要逃避家庭的一些活动。
Now, some of this is just natural, but watch them carefully when it's constant. They need help.
如果偶尔一次，那是自然的，但是如果常常的话，那就要需要一些帮助了。
Now, all teens will get a little secretive and may not tell you everything you would like them to know.
少年人呢，总是喜欢有一些神秘性，所以呢，有一些秘密呢，或许不要你知道的。
But when they get secretive about most everything and don't respond to you and ignore you, then you must take this in hand.
但是如果呢，神秘性太大的话，太神秘了，那什么都对你有一些好像要把你割开的话，那你就要注意了。
When they begin withdrawing into their bedroom, particularly when they just come in, you're going to have to watch this because it may be a sign that they are doing something that needs to be stopped.
特别是呢，如果他们一进房子就躲到房间去，然后呢都不想开门的话，那你就要注意了。或许呢，你要去稍微做一点观察。
You're going to find some of them that like to argue, and sometimes they're verbally abusive to you.
有时候呢，有很多少年人喜欢来争执，有时候那些话语呢，会对你是很忤逆的。
Now often you'll hear them say, oh, mom, and maybe they'll say something, but you know how to curb that. When they get abusive to you, there's something wrong.
如果你发现他们常常有这种对你讲话顶撞或者是很冲的时候呢，那这个就是要该要纠正的时候了。
Sometimes they'll begin complaining about the family's provisions like clothing, cars, money.
有时候也开始抱怨家庭里的一些东西，像车子啦，或家里的经济情况啦，或其他的事情开始抱怨。
Now, when these things begin to happen to them emotionally, you need to take account of it and begin to deal with some of it.
那么如果这些情形有出现的话，那你可能就要开始要去面对有一些处理。
You know, there can be a lot of young people with depression.
有很多青年人呢，他们也会进入沮丧。
And I don't need to tell you that committing suicide is very high among young people.
那我想我不用告诉你，你也知道在这段时期呢，有很多青少年呢也会倾向自杀。
So if you see your child emotionally getting these stressed out and doing these things, take it as a warning sign and do something about it.
所以看到你的孩子呢很过分的表现出刚才我讲这些现象的话，那你就要把它当作是一种警惕，然后来注意。
Now we all want to see our children excel in school.
我们都希望孩子们在学校念书念得很好。
But sometimes there's some of them that really cannot or will not.
但是也有一些孩子呢，他们没有那种能力可以在学校里面能够念得很成功。
And it's going to be noticeable in these teen years.
那在这个十几岁这一段时间呢，你就可以看出来他是不是念书的人。
You begin to see their grades going lower.
比如说呢，你就看到他的成绩开始掉下去了。
Maybe you even find out that they skip some classes.
有时候呢，甚至会翘课。
Then there's some, particularly the young men, that will disrupt classes and challenge authority.
有时候在课堂里面呢，对于老师权柄呢，有一些挑战。
They'll lie about their homework.
他有时候呢会欺骗，就是这个功课方面呢，他就欺骗。
And they won't let you know when there's meetings at school that you should attend.
有时候学校要有家长的会议，结果他们也不告诉你，就是不让你去。
These are the things that are telling you that they truly have difficulty in school.
这些的话都代表说他在学校有麻烦了。
And you're going to need to deal with this.
你是必须要面对的。
Many times it began much earlier than this, when they were in grade school and when they were in junior high, but now it's a glaring thing.
那以前这种现象或许在他九岁、十岁的时候或初中时候出现过，但是呢，慢慢会越来越严重。
And this is a whole other area of discipline for the lives of your teenagers.
这个时期的规范呢，是针对他们人生性的啊一种管教。
We must consider...the friends that they have.
我们一定要很清楚地知道他们有些什么朋友。
It's one of the greatest ways that your child can fall and fail.
那他们的朋友呢，是一个会误导他们的一个很大的因素。
Now we know that many times our children are on the phone to their friends.
很多时候你会听到孩子们讲电话讲很久，跟他们的朋友讲话。
That began a long time ago.
那是很久以前就发生了。
But now, all of a sudden, they want to take all of their phone calls in private.
那以前是讲很久，现在呢，讲电话时候呢，是要到自己的房间里去，不让你听到。
And when you begin to see them choose older friends,
当你开始看到他们呢，都找一些比较年纪比较大的孩子的时候。
Or if you say something about their friend, they become very defensive about them.
还是说你提到哪一个朋友，他们就非常的敏感，非常的激动。
And you notice that they're going out all the time, never bringing any friends home.
然后你也发现呢，他们出去呢，都是总是跟朋友在一起，可是却从来不带朋友回家。
And when they begin to criticize those around them, those teens around them that are responsible, teens that really do well, then beware.
当他们开始批评那些四周围表现得比较好、比较平衡、比较有责任感的同年纪的少年的时候呢，那你就要小心了。
These are symptoms that your child is making company that may bring them to real trouble.
那意思是说呢，他们可能有一些朋友会把你的孩子带坏而带给他问题。
It could be in the area of drugs.
比如说呢，可能会有吸毒的问题。
In the area of sex.
有时候会有性方面的问题。
It could be in the area of gangs.
也有可能呢，会参加帮派。
So you must begin to understand immediately when you see these signs, you've got to talk to your young person, understand who these friends are.
所以你如果有上面那些现象的时候呢，你就赶快要了解一下，然后跟他谈一谈到底他有一些什么样的需要。
They will begin to challenge and test the limits that you have given them.
他们现在会开始想要越矩，就是超过啊，像你那些本来有的规范呢，有一些超越，有一些像权威挑战。
They'll become dissatisfied with the amount of freedom you give them. They'll always come up with, well, the others can do this.
他们有时候呢，会跟你讲说呢，别人都可以做，为什么我不能做？所以呢，不太能够满足以前你给他的一些限制了。
When they become evasive and don't want to tell you about the activities they're doing.
有时候呢，他们很神秘，就不想告诉你到底他们在做什么。
They may not even be bad activities, but they just feel like you don't have to know. It's their business.
即使呢，不是不好的活动，他们还是觉得说呢，啊，我不用你管了，我不用你知道了。
Maybe you tell them of time to come in at night, but they break that. Always have an excuse, but they're breaking it.
你本来规定好几点要回家的，但是他们现在呢，常常会超过时间回家。
There are actually those that sneak out at night.
那有时候有些孩子呢，他们在晚上呢，会偷偷的跑出去。
And they don't want to be a part of anything that's religious.
那宗教方面的这种活动呢，他们一点都不想参加。
They are testing to see how far they can go with you.
他们在试试看，他们在好像在考验到底呢，他们可以超过多少你的规定。
Fathers, many times you are so busy, you neglect and don't see some of these signs.
有些父亲太忙的，忙到呢，没有看到这些孩子的症状。
And many times it's your voice they hear.
那事实上呢，是他们呢愿意听到你的声音，可是你却没有注意他们。
Now your children can get in trouble physically.
你的孩子在身体上也可能会有毛病。
They can either sleep or eat excessively.
比如说呢，在他们的睡或吃方面呢，可能会过分。
That means that they may be going into depression.
这有可能是沮丧的一个症状。
Maybe losing a lot of weight, your girls particularly, they may be getting anorexia.
然后呢，有的呢开始掉体重，因为呢他们有厌食的那种现象。
And then you have those that eat an enormous amount. Mostly that's the girls, not the boys. They eat enormous amounts sometimes just because they're boys. But if you see one of your girls that just eats a lot but never gains weight, be careful because she might be getting what we call bulimia.
有的时候呢，如果是男孩子吃的很多，那是正常的。但如果是一个女孩子她吃的很多，然后你又看到没有体重的增加的话，她可能是一面吃一面在做那种催吐的啊这种事情。
Both of these can eventually kill your daughters.
那这种情况呢，有时候是会让你的孩子受身体受伤害的。
Now, if you notice that your child, the color of their skin is very pale and sort of colorless and they're sick a lot with colds or dizziness or throwing up, watch them because possibly they may be on drugs.
有时候你的孩子你发现呢，他们的脸色常常是很清白的，然后呢，常常会有呕吐的现象，看起来好像很没有活力，那也有可能他们是在吸毒。
See, you must be alert for these problems that may come into your teen's life.
所以你是要警觉的，因为这些呢都有可能发生在你的少年期的孩子的身上。
Maybe you can read a little more about these things so that you have more information.
你可以找一些资讯读一读，然后你就可以多方面的了解。
And then physical appearance sometimes changes.
他们的外表也会改变。
Before your little one, maybe they would get dirty playing, but they enjoyed getting dressed up and they always had their nice little clothes that they wore at certain times. But sometimes it happens that your young person begins to change and is not very clean.
或许你的孩子呢有一段时间呢他很喜欢干净穿很漂亮的衣服但到这段少年期呢就突然间好像就很邋遢了不太注意他的外表了。
You notice that they're not taking baths, they're not brushing their teeth the way they should, they just don't look kept.
有时候呢连牙也不刷然后澡也不洗就是看起来就是非常的邋遢。
And sometimes they're wearing the same clothes all the time.
然后呢一件衣服穿了好几天。
They're just sloppy. They're walking around sloppy. They're looking sloppy.
看起来就是非常的不整洁。
And sometimes they get these unusual haircuts.
有时候呢会去做一种发型呢非常的奇怪。
And they style their hair in a very foolish way.
然后你看起来就是那种头发真的是看起来是很难看的。
And they begin to dress to identify themselves with a negative group, a group that's not really good to be with.
有时候他们所穿的啊那些衣服呢或者是外面的一些装饰呢都跟那些你觉得那些好像不是很正经的啊那些孩子在穿的一样了。
There's a group that dresses in black all the time.
有一种群体呢总是穿黑色的衣服。
This group has given a lot of trouble.
那这样的群体呢常常会惹很多麻烦。
So you must watch your teens.
所以你要好好的观察你的少年孩子。
Don't be so busy at your job.
不要太忙于你的工作。
Don't think now that they're not toddlers and they're not little children that you can just let them go off on their own and do their own thing.
不要以为他们已经离手了他们已经不需要你太多的照顾了他们已经长大了所以呢你就让他们去做他们想做的事情。
Be alert.Watch them. Keep your eyes open for unusual signs and try to get help for them immediately.
好好的有那种警觉的心要观察他们一看到有一些不对的动静的时候呢马上要采取帮忙的这种行动。
Sometimes we will see some signs that bother us, but we think we'll just let it go. It'll probably pass.
有时候你看到一些症状你想说啊这个或许过去吧我们就等着吧。
But before it passes, some horrible things can happen.
但是还没有过去之前呢就发生了让你觉得很可怕的事情。
You cannot let it go.
不能就这样子让它过去。
Now you might ask, well, what makes our children troubled?
或许你说到底什么让他们变成这样呢
Remember now, they're growing up.
记得他们在长大中。
There's some things they're searching for.
他们在寻求一些事情。
Some things that should have been developed maybe when they were younger, but now they are truly searching for them.
小时候或许呢，不是很需要，但现在呢，他们真的是在找一些东西。
For those that get depressed, it's like, I'll never be good enough.
那些呢，对自己很失望，觉得自己永远不能做得好的孩子呢，会进入沮丧。
For those that commit suicide, it's a hopeless cause.
那有的孩子呢，会觉得我已经没有希望了，已经绝路了，没有路可以走了，所以他们就会倾向自杀。
For those that go into drugs, they feel like, well, at least I can have a good feeling when I'm taking the drugs.
对那一些很喜欢寻求那种感觉或者是那种很兴奋的感受的孩子呢，他们可能会去尝试吸毒。
And this is the same thing for those who become sexually active.
同样的，对于这个性方面有问题的孩子也有这样方面的一个好奇。
What are they searching for, you say?
到底他们要的是什么呢？
Just the basic things of life.
事实上就是人生里面最基本的需要。
They're searching for love.
他们在寻求爱。
You see, you say, but I love them.
或许你说我很爱他们呢。
But you see, teens need a meaningful friendship.
但是少年的孩子呢，需要那种有意义的友谊。
They're like a little bird that has grown up in the nest, and they look out over the nest, and they see the beautiful sky, and the green grass, and the beautiful flowers, and they see the other birds flying, and maybe there is a longing that they can get out of the nest.
就像一只小鸟被孵出来，然后呢，慢慢的长大，然后看到巢外有很美的这个风景，树也好，天空也好，一片蓝天，但是也看到四周围的小鸟也飞出去了，自己很羡慕可以飞。
And teens must be accepted by the opposite sex.
而且对于少年的孩子，一定要有那种能够被异性接纳的这样的确定。
When they were young, they and the opposite sex were always fighting, maybe.
在小时候呢，异性常常会彼此打架争执的。
But now they're looking for acceptance.
现在却是寻求被对方来接纳。
They need to be told that they're loved.
他们需要被一再的去确定说他们是被爱的。
Sometimes you have this philosophy. I give them food, I give them clothing, a place to live. They know I love them, but that's not true. They need to be told in some concrete ways that you love them.
有时候你有这种想法，我给他们食物，我那么辛苦的为他们做很多事情，难道他不晓得我爱他吗？但是这个不是完全事实，因为有时候孩子们需要你给他那种言语上或很清楚的在表达方面，让他们知道说他们是被爱的。
They need some appropriate physical touch.
他们也需要一些身体的那种亲密的碰触。
Sometimes you'll see these early teens and their friends walking down the street holding hands and just having a lot of fun with each other.
所以呢，就为什么你有时候看到那些少年们呢，他们会在路上走，然后呢搭肩，然后勾背的，原来就是这样的一个需要。
And every once in a while, it's so good when mom and dad gives them just a little pat to let them know that they are special to them.
所以如果偶尔父母亲给他们一些这种身体的碰触，像拍拍他的肩膀，抱抱他们的话，那实在对他们是很需要的。
But if they don't get this,
如果他们得不到这些，
they get in trouble.
他们就会有麻烦了。
Trying to find something that will satisfy them.
他们会去找别的来满足自己。
My heart goes out to very shy boys.
有时候我对于那些很害羞的男孩子呢，我心里很同情他们。
I feel it for girls too, but when boys are shy, it's very difficult for them.
对于女孩子害羞还好一点，但男孩子如果很害羞的话，实在是很难的。
And that's why some of them sit in front of the computer games all the time, because they're too shy to go out and make friendships.
那就是为什么很多孩子会坐在电脑前面玩那些电脑的游戏，因为他们实在是太害羞了，不想去外面面对别人。
So as the responsibility of a parent, you must help them.
那你身为父母要帮助他们。
You know, it's not hard for you to say, listen, get a couple of your friends and we'll go out to, say, McDonald's tonight.
比如说呢，你可以说呢，好不好，你邀几个朋友们一起出去外面吃一吃那些这种便食的这样商店。
Help them to find a church or activities where there's other young people that they can begin to become friends with.
帮助他们在教会方面呢找一些适合他们的一些活动，让他们可以参与。
You can find some creative way to bring them out of this.
你可以用很创意性的方法，然后呢帮助他们走出他们这样的一个情况。
Because if you don't, your teen is going to go through some troubled days and troubled years.
不然的话，以后可是会有麻烦的。
The other thing that they are searching for is for significance.
另外一个他们在找的就是意义。价值。
Teenagers need to become independent.
这个少年期呢，他们会想要成为一个独立的个体。
Now, I don't mean fully independent.
当然不是完全的独立。
But they need to be able to do some things on their own.
而是呢，他们觉得自己有能力去单独做一点事情。
They need to be able to go and shop on their own.
比如说呢，他们希望能够自己出去买一点东西。
They need to go do errands for you on their own.
他们也希望能够呢做一点差事。
Maybe you can find a group that's going to have a camping trip or some other kind of activity that your child can be a part of.
帮他们找一些团体的那种营会，让他们可以去参与那种团体的这种活动。
Not only do they need independence, but they need responsibility.
不但他们需要独立的这种认同，而且呢，他们需要啊有这种责任。
This is where many parents fail.
很多时候父母亲在这方面没有做好。
Your child needs to be responsible for different things.
你的孩子需要对他们该做的要负责任。
Responsible to clean their room.
比如说呢，对他们自己的房间要自己要打扫干净。
They need to be responsible with their money.
对他们的钱也要交代。
They need to be responsible with the relationship to the other members of not only the family, but the extended family.
有时候对于家庭以外的人也要负一些责任。
So find some very tangible ways that you can make your child a responsible child.
所以好好的想尽一些办法来训练你的孩子成为一个负责任的孩子。
If you don't, they're going to be wandering all over.
不然的话，他们常常会有疑惑的。
They need to know what it is to succeed or accomplish something.
他们要能有一种确信自己能够做一些事情，能够成功。
They need also the search of security.
他们也在寻求安全感。
You see, teenagers need personal values of their own.
少年期的孩子呢，他们需要寻求到自己的价值感。
So you should have taught them values and helped them to distinguish what is best and what is better.
所以你要帮助孩子能够建立他们的价值观，什么是最好的，什么是他们应该要有的。
Security is discipline. Those of you who have given boundaries to your children and disciplined them, they're not going to be troubled young people usually.
安全感是由规范来的，那些父母亲懂得怎么样给孩子一些很清楚的规范的人呢，那么他的孩子呢以后在这个安全感方面就不会有麻烦了。
They need a faith. They need something to hold on to. They need a God.
他们需要神，他们需要信心，他们需要有一个让他可以抓住的，持守住的。
You have a tremendous responsibility with those teenagers.
所以你看到对于少年期的孩子父母实在是有很大的责任。
It's not easy, but it can be done.
虽然不容易，可是呢，还是可以成功的。
If there are some things between you and your teenager, build a bridge back to their confidence and trust.
如果在父母跟孩子之间呢，已经有一些矛盾的话，好好的再重新建立你们彼此之间的这种信心，那再一次建立开始。
Treat them as individuals.
以个别来带他们。
Respect them as a person.
尊重他们是一个个体。
But make sure they walk the right path.
而且确定他们真的是走上了正确的道路。
It will keep from many heartaches.
这样的话就会省你很多麻烦。
May God bless you and help you with your teenager.
愿神在你抚养你的少年的孩子的时候呢，特别来帮助你，而且赐福给你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担， 请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。